There's your KLEM news for this Saturday. It was just Thursday when KLEM had reported Plymouth County had its first death resulting from the COVID-19 virus. That has now been updated to now a second death has been reported in Plymouth County. Floyd Valley healthcare officials confirmed the death was an elderly male above the age of 81. The death is one of 522 reported across the state. The elderly man was not a resident of any long-term care nursing facility, and according to local health officials, there still has not been any reports of positive COVID-19 virus within the long-term nursing care facilities in Lamar's. Plymouth County now has reported a total of 127 positive cases with 88 recoveries. City offices will be reopening beginning on June 1st. Lamar City Administrator Jason Vissura has announced that Lamar's will again open its facilities to the public.
We had a target. We've kind of had a moving target the entire time, not knowing what each proclamation would do to us. So right now where we stand is June 1st, so next Monday. We will open up City Hall once again. So if people choose to come in to pay a utility bill, we'll allow it. We're still going to monitor that front door. Our entryway isn't huge. There isn't a whole lot of waiting space out there. And so we're going to do the best we can to monitor and make sure it doesn't get overcrowded with people. It's typically not an issue. We don't usually have huge crowds that come in at once to do business, but we'll keep an eye on it and do what we can to make sure that doesn't get overloaded.
Vissura says that City Council will go back to holding regular meetings, however, with some restrictions in place.
We're opening City Hall again. We're going to open our meetings that we hold in the council chambers back open to the public on a very limited basis. We have the ability to regulate how many people occupy that room. I mean, so we'll do that. But we do encourage, you know, those individuals who have agenda business with the council, they may attend in person if they choose to. If they don't feel comfortable, I mean, they can still participate by phone. And we'll still have the call-in number if they choose to do that. But others who are just simply interested in listening in on the council meeting, we would prefer they still did that over, we broadcast it live over the television so they can listen at that time. And like I said, we'll still have that number available for people to call in.
The first city council meeting is to be held under the new requirements. It is scheduled for Tuesday, June 2nd. Vissura says that some chairs will be removed to accommodate with the space distancing requirements. Vissura says that our parks facilities will also now open to the public beginning on Monday.
The other relaxations of restrictions, skate park, that can open back up starting June 1st. Playground equipment, outdoor playground equipment, so the playground equipment in our city parks, that can reopen. Those are probably the two biggest things. Both of those will be on June 1st.
City offices will reopen beginning on June 1st, and that also includes the Lamar's Public Library. Library Services Director Shirley Taylor explains.
We're happy that we're able to reopen on June 1st, and our hours are still going to be a little bit more limited than just under a normal time of operation. We will be open to the public between 9 and 6, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday 10 to 2. However, we are asking that people make a reservation online, and we're going to be setting that up within the next day or two. We'll have the online reservation system going.
The Lamar's library director says in addition to space requirements, the library staff will also implement time limits while using the library.
The one thing that we are really trying to adhere to is that social distancing, and it's easier to social distance when the building isn't crammed full of people. So we are setting a pretty small number of people, so we're asking for 15 people at one time. We will have 5 computers available for people to use, and then 10 other spots for people to browse through the building. We would ask that people limit their time to 30 minutes or less, and I think most people will be able to do that in the library. Computer usage will be for 45 minutes at a time. And so by doing that, we're hoping we can get a fair number of people walking through the building, getting what they need, and then getting out to their regular day and letting another person in the building so we can cycle people through as much as possible.
The public library has thousands of books and other reference materials, so will the library staff be using any type of disinfectant when checking out a book or DVD?
Under the government's requirements to reopen, you have to have increased hygiene practices and you know, enforce and try to make allowances for social distancing, which we've already discussed. But for increased hygiene, we will be having the custodian come through the building every day, and before we were not having somebody every day. And then the staff will also come through and do some wiping on those high-touch surfaces. But and as far as return library items, we have currently been putting them in quarantine for over 24 hours, which is what the CDC recommends. And so we will continue to do that. So when people bring items back to us, we check them in, then we put them into a 24-hour quarantine, and then they go back out on the shelves.
The children's area is popular among young readers, especially since it has many interactive and hands-on exhibits and displays. However, Taylor explains that the library staff had to remove those items.
You know, I think that's the sad part. We love that area so much, but we've had to put almost all of those items away. So we're really sad about that. But the best thing is the books will be available. So I think we have to keep that in mind, that we still have all the children's books are available so people can come and use those.
The library's hours will be from 9 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Beginning on June 1st, Floyd Valley Healthcare will be allowing limited visitors in the hospital, surgery center, emergency department, and outpatients clinics during regular visitor hours. Visitor restrictions are still in place for patients diagnosed with COVID-19. There will continue to be no visitors at Park Place Estates assisted living to protect this very vulnerable population. Adequate supply of protective equipment, including masks, is now available so that Floyd Valley Healthcare can begin allowing more visitors. One visitor will be allowed with a clinic or outpatient appointment. One visitor per patient per day will be allowed for the inpatient floor, with the visitor in OB being a birthing partner. In end-of-life care, the spouse and or children will be allowed to visit. Patients and visitors must wear masks within the Floyd Valley Healthcare facility and will be screened for temperature and symptoms of COVID-19 before entering the building. For those wishing to visit an inpatient, you will need to enter the facility via the east entrance. Patients and visitors are urged to wear a cloth face mask when arriving to Floyd Valley Healthcare. If you do not have a mask, one will be provided. Patients and visitors alike are still being asked to observe social distancing of at least 6 feet between people whenever possible. For example, at registration areas and in waiting areas, it may be necessary for care providers to be closer than 6 feet in order to conduct examinations. That is your KLAM News for this Saturday.